Open fires and wood burners in Parkworth Trust housing policy. One purpose and scope. This policy sets out the Trust's approach to open fires and wood burners. It is applicable to all Parkworth Trust owned or managed properties and applies to all types of tenancy agreements. 2. Solid fuels. All solid fuel appliances, be it an open coal fire, a wood burning stove, or a solid fuel cooker, will give off combustion gases because all fires produce poisonous gas. Solid fuel appliances fall within the category of heating appliances. A solid fuel fire appliance, heating system, will produce poisonous gases that will require a clear and unobstructed flue to carry them away from the property. The property will also require an adequate ventilation system, such as air vents or air bricks that are of an appropriate size to serve the appliance. Wrong use of a solid fuel appliance can result in dangerous occurrences and chimney fires. 3. Open fires. 3.1 Parkworth Trust do not permit tenants to have open fires within their homes. Tenants who request via the tenant alteration policy to open up an old fireplace or an existing flue will be refused for safety and maintenance reasons. 3.2 Some tenants may already have open fires in their homes due to previous practice. In these circumstances, the Trust will consider the tenancy file and any permissions that were given to the tenant or if the property was let with an open fire. 3.3 If written permission exists, then the Trust will continue to allow the open fire subject to insurance company stipulations and requirements and will arrange for an annual chimney sweep, as a minimum but dependent on chimney sweep and insurance company recommendation. 3.3 A payment for the sweep and any associated work will depend on the terms of the permission given. As Parkworth Trust housing does not have open fires as standard in any property and an open fire is not the main form of heating, this will be gas, oil or another form, unless stipulated in the permission, the cost of the works will be recharged back to the tenant. 3.3b If the property was let with an open fire, Parkworth Trust will engage in a consultation with the tenant with the aim to remove the open fire because the main heating system will be oil or gas, or another form. If the tenant chooses to keep the open fire, subject to insurance company stipulations, then Parkworth Trust will arrange the chimney sweep as per clause 3.3, but the cost will be recharged back to the tenant. 3.4 If the tenant does not allow access at the required frequencies for chimney sweeping and associated works, then the Trust will seek access via legal means and recharge all costs to the tenant. Denied access will result in any permissions for an open fire being revoked and the area blocked up. 3.5 If written permission does not exist, then the Trust will at its expense make an appointment and block up the open fire. 3.6 The Trust will not decorate the affected areas but will prepare ready for decoration. 3.7 If a tenant refuses to allow access to carry out the blocking up of the flue forward slash chimney, then appropriate legal action will be taken and costs will be charged back to the tenant. 3.8 The Trust will request all court fees to be recharged to the tenant. 4. Wood burners. 4.1 Parkworth Trust do not permit tenants to have wood burners within their homes. Tenants who request via the tenant alteration policy to open up an old fireplace or an existing flue will be refused for safety and maintenance reasons. 4.2 Some tenants may already have wood burners in their homes due to previous practice. In these circumstances, the Trust will consider the tenancy file and any permissions that were given to the tenant. 4.3 Wood burners are not standard heating forms in any Parkworth Trust property, and therefore, although Parkworth Trust will arrange chimney sweeping and associated works if written permission was granted, the cost will be recharged to the tenant. 4.4 If the tenant does not allow access at the required frequencies for chimney sweeping and associated works, then the Trust will seek access via legal means and recharge all costs to the tenant. Denied access will result in any permissions for an open fire being revoked and the area blocked up. 4.5 If written permission does not exist, then the Trust will at its expense make an appointment and block up the chimney forward slash flue, and the tenant will need to remove the burner. 4.6 The Trust will not decorate the affected areas but will prepare ready for decoration. 4.7 If a tenant refuses to allow access to carry out the blocking up of the flue forward slash chimney, then appropriate legal action will be taken and costs will be charged back to the tenant. 4.8 The trust will request all court fees be recharged to the tenant. 5 Removal of open fires or wood burners. 5.1 If a tenant requests an open fire or wood burner to be removed and the area blocked up, Papworth Trust will carry out the work to ensure it is carried out safely and to the required standard. 5.2 The trust may recharge such work to the tenant depending on any written permissions that were given. 5.3 If a property becomes void for whatever reason, the trust will remove any open fire or wood burner and block up the area. 6 Document Control. Author Senior Business Manager Property. Approvers Head of Property Forward / Tenant Scrutiny Panel. Date June 2019. Next review date June 2022. Version number 1.07. Version Tracker. Version number 1.0. Date the 17th of June 2019. Comments / Reason for Issue New Policy.